SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Ik was 18. Ik was op de ambachtsschool in Amsterdam. De basisweg. En ik was al een timmerman, you know.
Yeah.
Ik had papieren dat ik was een timmerman.
Yeah.
En that's how we I started here in Australia. Ik moest naar Newcastle toe om te laten zien of ik er wat van weet. En dat was eigenlijk niks. But I've got papers in Australia to say I'm a timmerman.
Yeah, but were you happy when you were going to the other side of the world? Or were you like, no, what are we doing?
Wel, de foreman waar ik voor werkte in Holland, die ging naar Australië. En he signed a paper to say that he will look after me like a son.
Yeah.
But the trouble was that he went on the Johan van Oldenbarneveld and I went on the old Sudan from France. And so we never saw one another. And so when I came to Sydney, there was no one there. And I met other Dutch people and those people took me to Musselbroek.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I actually started my working life in Musselbroek as a timmerman.
Yeah. So you were quite alone then, or was it just that the people who...
It was a young age to be
alone in a country.
Yeah, well, you see, what happened was it wasn't meant to be like that. You know, the fellow was supposed to be looking after me, but he hopped off in Perth. And here I wasn't sitting me on my own, but everything worked out all right.
Mm.
And there were other Hollanders there, and they started me off, you know.
And you started your own business in the end. You had your own carpentry business?
I began a business in Australia. Yeah. I was here ongeveer 2 years, and toen begon ik mijn eigen zaak. And wij hadden 16 people employed up there. And so we were doing... Nicely put it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of respect from my side. I mean, you were pretty young and then you dealt with the situation and just did it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time I was in Australia, we've always done all right, you know. I mean, we've never made a lot of money, but we always were comfortable, you know.
Mm. And then at a certain point, you decided to just start all over again and buy a campsite in Coffs Harbour.
Well, what happened is in the building industry, it changed because people coming in from outside and they're using subbies, what they call subbies in Australia. And the subbies, but you couldn't compete. If you were employing people, you couldn't compete against them. So the building business is starting to go backwards. And I said to my wife, before we break our neck, let's go to and do something else. And then we bought a caravan park.
Yeah. How was that?
Yeah, it's a big step.
Yeah. Was that always a dream to start a caravan park?
No. I actually went to Coffs Harbour to buy a set of units, you know, and the units had a residence with it. And I was going to rentenier.
But that turned out differently.
But I couldn't sit still like that. So the real estate agent, he told me, we've got a caravan park here, and I like the look of that. You know, that you could see, you could do something, and you were busy all the time, and so that's when we started the caravan park.
I think everyone who has visited Coffs Harbour or drove past it to go up north or down south, they have seen the clock barn. You can't miss it.
Well, it is very, very popular now. Of course, it wasn't always. And how I started the village, I saw a village in Tottenham Green in Canberra. My son used to be a member in Parliament in Canberra. And we saw it there and I said, gee, I can do that. So that's when I started. We had the land here to do it. And we started the caravan park. And for about 2 years, I made nothing but models.
Yeah.
And after that, well, then we tried to charge $5 per visit to go into the village, but no one wanted to pay it. And the Dutchies were the worst.
Of course. We have to keep up with our name, right? With a reputation.
They want everything for nothing. But anyway, on the end, my wife was very good. She was Australian, of course. And she was a big help in all that. And well, that's where we are today, really. I mean, it's just we spent a lot of time. And I worked practically 7 days a week. Not all the time, but... Yeah.
But now, today, there is a caravan park, there's this coffee house, and you recognize it. It really looks like a really old Dutch city with big clocks and at the entry, and the miniature village.
Well, see, what happened was I got some books, and I made approximately to scale. They're not really to scale, because some of them are a bit bigger and some of them are a bit smaller. It's just how it works out. See, how I work it out is when I get a photo and there's a door there, well, the door is 10 centimeters high. So if on the picture it is six times the door, then it's 60 centimeters high. That's how I got the scale. So it's just simple. And the people love it, you know. I mean, people every day come in here and sometimes want to shake my hand. I don't think it's that good, but people like it.
What was your first build?
I think we done the small houses in Marken. You know the small houses in Marken?
The green ones, like Volendam.
Yeah, Volendam. And it started off small. And then we did, of course, right on the end, we did the group house in Rotterdam. See, I never seen it, but I saw the photos of it. Actually, we got it off the internet, you know.
Just work from photos, yeah.
We work from photos, and what happened is some of those pictures in the books, they were not photos, they were sketches. So they were not as close to the real thing. They're close enough, you know. So when the internet comes, now I can see that my models are not exactly the same as they were, because it was not my fault. I thought I was doing the right thing at the time. So the whole problem with the models is that you can't buy any parts. I make all my own molds to make the bricks and the tiles. And then you've got to clean them on four sides before you can use them. And then you can glue them on. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. And how many buildings are there now in the village?
No, I think there's over 100 there.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are, there might be two houses and I made it in one, you know. Mm. And we've got Anne Frank House. And then for Harlem, we got some lady in that Jewish lady. We did that house. We got the Kinderdijk. We got six molen in a row, you know, and then the Opklapbrug.
It is really like a small version of...
Madurodam.
Yeah, Madurodam. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, see, actually, some people like it better than Madurodam because we got signs what that are. Apparently in Madurodams they're not like that. You only see the models, but you don't see which one is which. And we get the Dutch people that go there, and they love it, you know, because they don't, I only live 2 minutes away from that, you know, and they can remember that it's really like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long does it take you to build one model?
Well, there's one there that took 6 months. That is the cheese market in Alkmaar. Yeah.
I think that's pretty fast.
What I did, I just made the model in parts, and then I took them home at night to put the bricks on it, you know. I used to enjoy it because I had the office overlooking the sea, and while I'm doing that job, you can see the fishermen coming in, and it was nice. It's never any trouble. I like it, you know. And if you like something, it's not hard.
No. No, when you enjoy things, then, you know, time goes fast and, it's great. Is there one building that you're really proud of?
What's the one building?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not really. Yeah, no, I like them all, you know. I can only see the ones I would like to see better, you know. And when I go in there, I said, oh, that, I should fix that, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
And is there something, a building on your wish list you would love to make?
Not really, because I think all the ones that I wanted to make, I've made them. You know, if I saw a photo I liked, I made it, basically. Yeah, there's nothing.
No,
that,
so
the hotel in Sandam, I don't know if you got photos of it, but that is the one that was, it's got 250 windows in it. And it took a long time, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the cube houses. I had trouble with the cube houses. If the bevel of the cube is not exactly right, that it throws everything else out. So
yeah, it's very detailed and very precise work, of course.
Yeah, well, see, I just made them. And when I saw a nice picture, I made it.
Mm-hmm. So today it's mainly maintenance, adjusting, but the village won't grow anymore. You're not planning on building new models. This is the village.
I built a big water wheel, which is actually not of a photo. I just made that one up because there seemed to be a dead spot in that spot. And I said, we have to have something there. So I made a water wheel for it.
Wow.
You wouldn't know the difference because there's a little house with it that looks exactly the same, like the same style. And that's about 18 months ago when I made that. But lately, I haven't done that much. Well,
To enjoy your morning coffees and just relax and just do.
I've got my coffee there. My coffee there. It's getting cold.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. They brought it in the moment you rang, and they brought it over. Usually, I asked them to wait until after I was talking.
My bad.
To you.
And the people who visit the village, are they mainly Dutch or tourists from all over the world?
It's been all over the world. It's all over China, you name it, Japan, Russia. We get visitors from all over the world here, and they seem to like it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I can understand. I went there with my young children, and they loved it too, just to see all the buildings.
Yeah, I just take it in my stride because I basically think that anyone can do it, really. If you set your mind to it, anyone can do it.
I don't think so. I think you should give yourself a bit more credit, you know, for this. It's amazing. It's just a little piece of Holland in New South Wales, in Coffs Harbour, to be exact.
Well, I've had it that a lady would come out of there crying, you know, because apparently one of the buildings was somewhere near her. And I didn't talk to her, but it happens. Often people come in and want to shake my hand, and I don't really think it is that good, you know. But people like it.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.